This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a modern guy, so I can sing along with that stuff. We like to contrast different things. So you get a host like me on that's got the vibe, got the feel. But we want all the audiences. So then they say, do a guest that would contrast you. Someone that's, you know, older, slower, from a different generation. Ron Shera joining us in the John Schuster Group. Caldwell Banker Hotline. Ron, did we wake you up in time?
No, I've been swatting mosquitoes.
Where? What'd they ever do to you?
They want my blood. I see that shows you've been in the locker rooms too long. You get out here in nature. Let me tell you, with all the rain we've had, there was a story about it in the paper. The mosquitoes are horrendous.
They are.
I'm up here in the Rum River. I tell you, but they want to lift you up and carry you around.
Especially
that's
by rivers.
The way I go. They'll be gone in a few days. I hope, or at least not as many.
Okay.
I hope.
So yeah. I want to start with up north because you like to fish up in the Rainy River in that area, Rainy Lake, a lot. You've gone up there a lot, and now it's flooded.
It's very bad.
How far it's when it's going to recede or come back. What does that do to that area, and what does that do to fishing industry and everything else in that area?
Well, it's hurting. A lot of resorts are flooded, of course, and the prognosis is it's going to take a long time for that water to go down because there's only one way it goes out, and that's on the Rainy River towards Baudette. And so, it's not a good thing at all. And probably the fish don't care. They'll just move up into other areas, if you can get out there and fish. But a lot of resorts are in trouble as far as they're sandbagging up there, Maxie. It's not a pretty sight.
Your alarm went off, man. That's the snooze alarm, just to make sure after your nap. Do you want to get that or not?
No.
You want to get that?
I just hung up. It's a robocall, I'm sure.
That's the only people that call you these days, huh?
Well, I'm a busy guy, Maxie. You are. You know?
So like right now, okay, fishing season's underway, turkey season's in your rearview mirror.
Good Lord.
Are you sure you don't want to get that?
No, I don't want to get that. Okay. I want to talk to you. You're one of my favorite people. Well, maybe not my absolute favorite person, but you're right up there.
But I told you earlier today, we wanted you on after your nap, and I know that you woke up on time, but then you hit that damn snooze button, and now we're paying the price for it. And I told you not to do that. Yeah. That's why I'm disappointed.
I know.
Turkey season, the fishing season, what are you doing right now? What is the most, if you love fishing in the outdoors, what is it that you would love to do right now? What is it that people should be doing right now?
June is one of the best fishing months of the whole year.
Yep.
And, the walleyes are done spawning. They're now putting the feed bag on. Bass are still, some are spawning, some are done. The other day there were bass in the shallows and bass in 7-8 feet. So it's a transition now for bass. I heard the smallmouth on Mille Lacs are going crazy. Now they spawn later.
June
is a favorite month. And then late June, if you're looking for a trophy walleye, they move in late June. They move to their summer haunts and they're, some ways easier to find. So that's the June report, Maxie.
Yeah, you give me a stick in the month of June, and I'm gonna find you a pretty good meal. Kind of sounds like a country western song, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if you would find a good meal,
but there's one to be found. That's the point.
Yeah, okay, I've seen your crappie.
Yes. I'm gonna distribute that at the state fair. Can I do that at your booth this year? Can I come up on your porch and give it out there and sign some copies?
I call it
crappie copies.
Yeah.
I know it took you a minute. This weekend they're going to have free fishing. You know, you don't have to have a license if you're 16, 15. They're trying to encourage more kids to fish. They've done this in the past. In general, has that worked?
Well, it's hard to say. All you can try to do is plant that fishing seed and hope it grows. Some kids will get introduced to it. Depends, too, on what happens. If the bobber doesn't go down, it gets boring out there, they got a phone they got to look at, you know. So it's important to try to find places where there's fish, for one thing, like bluegills, et cetera, that are willing to bite, and they are willing to bite. You know, Minnesota, the Twin Cities, has quite a few lakes and ponds that DNR stocks, and that you can find those on DNR website. They're open to the public, and there's fishing docks available to people. And folks, if they're looking for a place to go and want to introduce their kids, that would be a good place to start right there. Those lakes and ponds are stocked, and there's absolutely going to be fish there.
Do you think the greatest thing that happened to the outdoor industry is COVID, because it forced people to go outside again? Did you see? Because it sure felt like that. You know, boat sales up, Lake Minnetonka fully fortified. It sure felt like people went to the outdoors. Do you think that, and do you think that has a long-lasting effect, if that's true?
Well, a year ago, fishing license sales set, kind of a modern-day record. Now, those numbers have gone down this year, but then we've had a kind of a crappy spring, cold, rainy, and that's why I got mosquitoes. And so the fishing license sales are down somewhat. But yeah, I think overall, COVID played a role, and people say, well, what can we do? Well, we can go fishing. And a lot of people did, and that's good. And if they had a good experience, they'll come back. I tell people, when I was a kid, my mother and father, my mother loved to fish as much or more than anybody, took me under their arms and taught me how to fish and be patient, et cetera. Then I had uncles who taught me how to fly fish, et cetera. They planted those seeds. Now, my high school taught me to play football. By the way, you know, I was a all-conference football player. You probably knew that. And pretty good catcher in baseball, etc. But then you get older and you get fatter. You can't.
I love the way you're sliding these resume bullet points by that we can't verify on the fly. Go ahead.
But my point is, it was it's what my parents and relatives introduced me to that I'm still doing today. And obviously, I can't play football anymore. So there you go.
Well, don't be too sure.
It's a, I think it's important. It'd be nice if more schools taught outdoor sports like fishing.
But they, you know, it is coming
like
that way, right? Fishing teams and trap shooting. I mean, it's heading in that direction. And there are summer teams. So let's say that you're an athlete and you play a spring sport, and you go, I can't be on the fishing team because I'm playing baseball, track, whatever. I didn't realize this, but there are fishing teams in exclusive to the summer for the high school age kid as well.
Oh yes, the high school fishing teams are growing like crazy. High school trap shooting teams are one of the fastest growing sports in Minnesota. So yeah, it is changing as these kids discover something more than video games. You know what I mean? I don't want to pick on video games, but that's
you can.
That is happening.
Yeah,
that is happening out there.
Don't you think though? This is my experience in the kids that I've seen. Another piece to this, if you want to create fishing for the next generation, is if they can find a couple of their buddies that like to fish, what happens is it kind of organically grows, because as much as they like their buddies, they also become a little bit competitive against them in the best possible sense when they fish. And so now they're trying to learn from those guys because they've got some tips, and they're trying to beat them and catch the biggest fish. And it seems to me that if you can just find the right people to go with, things kind of evolve and take care of themselves.
Well, I experienced that with my own grandson, Jake. You know, he likes to fish. He'd rather play baseball at this stage in his life. He's 18 years old. But when I invite him to go fishing, and when he can find time to go, he always wants to bring a buddy, which is great. I encourage that because, you know, they can play off each other. And you're right. They become competitive. And it gets to be a lot of fun out there.
Now, do you bring someone else with that's kind of got an expertise in fishing so that you make sure they learn it right, or how do you do that?
I bring my Minnesota fishing guide, and I read chapters.
Gee, I can't imagine that he'd want to bring a buddy with.
And my Minnesota fishing guide is available on Amazon. I don't want to do a commercial here. But
it is available on Amazon if people are looking.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Will you be at the state fair this year? We got a text here. Will Ron and Raven be back at the state fair this year?
Well, Raven won't be there,
yeah.
But I plan to be there and up at our Minnesota Bound cabin up in the North Woods part of the state fair. It's always a fun deal. And you and I have had fun there as well. So, yeah, I plan to be there. Not every day, but a few days. And it's always a fun experience. For sure. Even though it takes some good fishing days away there, because August is a pretty good time to fish for bass and muskies. Anyway, it is what it is. So,
but
no,
I mean, if people want to know, they'll want to know exactly what days you're going to be there. I mean, do you have a program that you put out? Do you email blast? How will they know if on that day? Because you know that's one of the factors that would decide whether or not they go to the fair or not. I'm not going to say what they decide whether you're there or not, but
exactly. Oh, our office puts out information about who's going to be there. Most people want to see Laura, my daughter.
Yep.
And but I'm used to that now too. So
yeah, here's another text we got. Will Bill Shirk have shaved his beard by that time?
I don't think so. He. You know, he's got that rugged outdoor look. He likes the winter camp, so you gotta keep that beard.
Gotta play the role,
too.
Yeah. Okay, here's another text. Another text we got. Ron, if you and Travis Frank go fishing the same afternoon on the same body of water, who catches more fish and why?
I'm gonna follow Travis, is what I will do. You know, I hired that young man many years ago, and he's a guide. He was a fishing guide. Still does some guiding. But I told him, I think he was 28 years old or whatever. I told him, I said, you know more about fishing at your age than I ever did when I was your age. And I meant that as a compliment to him. He's very savvy. You know, some
people. Well, I think he probably figured that out himself, but go ahead.
it's been my experience fishing with some of the greats, with Al Leonard, Gary Roach, and others. you say, let's go to the right here. They said, no, I think let's go to the left, and that's where the fish are.
And it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's a sixth sense that they seem to have, and it all comes from experience. the more experience you have trying to figure out things and then successfully do so. Because fishing, every day, fishing is a new puzzle to solve. A big thing that we do wrong is we fish memories. You can't do that because
how many times have I told you?
Where they were last year or last week.
It might be
week.
The same body of water, but it's not the same body of fish, I say, Ron.
Thank you. Well, you know, you should write a book.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
I'm gonna
wait till after yours sells out, then I'll supply Amazon or something. Hey, Ron, good to talk to you today. Now, fix that alarm, okay?
I will. Thanks for the chance to wake up. I appreciate that.
Okay, Ron Shera, we woke him up just to be on with us. Take a break, and we'll come back. Mark from Navarre, stay on. You've got a comment for us about the gun laws, what's been passed, and what reform should be done. Mike Mack sitting in 3 to 6 on News Talk 830 WCCO. 5:25 is your time, 5:25 Central Time. If you're in Los Angeles, it's 3:25. Listening to us on the stream. If you're in Atlanta, it's 6:25. I could go on and on with that. I love playing that game. Mike Mack sitting in, taking your phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Navarre. Mark, you're on. Mike Mack sitting in for Paul and Jor on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hey, Maxie. How you doing?
Good.
I heard you say earlier that you're just supposed to call in and say that, hey, really think you're great and love to listen to your show. So that's how you can get on to talk.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And by the way,
but you need to say it with more conviction
here.
You need to say it with more conviction than that.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what I really think? I'm not a big listener for the, like, hockey, basketball stuff, but I love it when you're talking hunting, fishing. I love it when you have Ron on. You know, I really love the guy. And
you mean Ron?
And you do. Yeah, Ron, sure.
Yes.
And, you know, he... you and he have a lot of good banters.
We do, man. I don't want to say, I say this humbly, but I think I get the better of him.
Yeah. But hey, listen, the reason I'm calling is earlier you were talking about the semi-automatic guns and all that stuff, and you had said that you've got shotguns, lots and lots of shotguns, right? Now, am I to assume that all your shotguns are like, pumps and over under
pumps and automatics. I hadn't thought about that. I've got an automatic as well.
You do, right? Everybody, you know, guys like me, semi-automatic this, semi-automatic that. Well, there's all kinds of guns besides assault rifles that are semi-automatic.
That is technically semi-automatic.
If you got a pistol, if it's not a revolver, it's a semi-automatic.
Yep.
You know, you have semi-automatic shotguns. You have semi-automatic deer rifles. You know. It's a term that's bantered around.
But I do think most people, even if they don't know it, their vision is, I don't want one where someone can go out and spray bullets. I want that banned.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I agree that, you know, the thing is, the big clips and lots
the big
of
clips
bullets
and,
on
and
board.
You can buy those illegally real easy, by the way, too. So it's not just about over the counter.
Oh, no. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Mark, I'm sorry. We got to go. We're up against it. But thank you for calling in and being patient. And what did you say at the beginning again when you first called in?
I love your show, Maxie. Listen to you all the time.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, I couldn't remember. Yeah, I knew it was something important. Thank you, Mark. Have a good night.
All righty. You too.
Let me ask, do you people realize this is the worst time of the year for juvenile homelessness, for the kids under 18 that don't have a home to live in? What do they do then? Rich Melzer's in charge of a facility that tries to help with just that. He'll explain when we come back. Welcome back. Mike Max taking up to 6 o'clock. Then it's Twins baseball, Twins and Yankees right here on CCO. 8-1 they won last night. It was a good one. Be good tonight as well. Joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Rich Melzer, who is... storied guy, Minneapolis and beyond. Worked at YMCA and then decided to take on an even bigger challenge. As if that wasn't enough, he was over at Broadway in North Minneapolis. And he now is running a facility that helps care for our youth, specifically our homeless youth, and the many problems that go with that. And he joins us now. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Mike, I'm doing good. I heard that weather forecast. We're looking like some sunny weather's coming. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there and doing well, man. You tell me about this challenge that you took on, because you love a challenge and you love fighting for the city. What is it you're doing right now?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. I'm running Youth Link. So I started about four months ago with Youth Link MN. We serve young people experiencing homelessness. Everything from, some of the traditional challenges we see young people go through to those, looking for long-term living situations, sexually exploited youth, trafficked young people. I mean, it doesn't really end with our services are limitless for young people, but particularly we serve young people experiencing homelessness and try to get them long-term housing opportunities.
Do you find them or do they find you?
I think it was kind of an organic progression. You know, I was with the Y of the North for some time, super happy there. And they had a leader named Dr. Heather Hughesby who carried out her legacy work there for about 17 years and retired. And upon her retirement, I was kind of found during the selection committee process. And I was lucky enough to become one of the candidates for the opportunity and found myself in a very rigorous interview process and ultimately won the opportunity to lead this organization. So I'm there now, but yeah, it feels good.
So when someone walks through the door, somebody said, hey, you got to go there, or do you find them, or does somebody else recommend them to you? How do the youth that are homeless find you?
Yeah, it comes in a variety of ways, actually. We work very closely with Hennepin County and some other organizations that do similar work to ours. A young person can get referenced to us from some of these other agencies. A lot of times they just hear our name and come through the doors. When a young person comes to our doors, they're first greeted by, a welcoming staff that lets them come in and kind of get some of their basic needs met if they want to. If they want to eat, if they want to shower, if they want to shave, if they need clothing or maybe some items to mitigate the things they face experiencing homelessness, we provide that for them right away. And then we take a dive into our case managers, and they help kind of align their needs and make sure that we get them the resources so that we can ultimately, get them housed and find out what's really taking place, how they got into this situation, and what we can do to make sure that ultimately we help them become safe.
Rich Melzer is our guest, Youth Links he runs. How prevalent is it right now? Is it on the rise? Is it the same as it was 10 years ago? What is it?
So, yeah, Minnesota, we have a pretty dense population of youth homelessness given our population here per capita. I mean, if you travel out to northern suburbs like Anoka, Anoka County, it's really prevalent out there. Here in the Twin Cities, we've seen it grow pretty significantly. COVID has played a unique role in youth homelessness. What we've seen is that through some of these other trying times we've gone through socially, families have tended to kind of open up and be a little bit more responsive to the young people and their families and their networks experiencing homelessness. But yes, we're serving anywhere between 50 and 80 homeless cases a day, most of which are familiar, are pretty new cases. So it fluctuates, but our job's not going to be done until youth homelessness ultimately ends.
Are a lot of them drug related or prostitution related?
Yeah, we're seeing a huge influx in, obviously the drug, the opioid epidemic is a huge contributor right now. Sexually exploited youth, young people that are actually, unraveling their identity and discovering, the way that they identify in terms of gender is also on the rise, where, we are a judge-free organization, regardless of race or sexual orientation. We have holistic programs. We have also programs with Hennepin Healthcare, where we even have a health clinic on site where somebody can come in and get tested for HIV, get tested for COVID, have a physical complete, and just really identify maybe some of those other nuances that are contributing to the challenges that they're facing. And it's endless. There's a lot. I mean, between sexually exploited youth, gender identity, and, you know, drug abuse, that list continues to go on into some spaces that have a little ambiguity around them.
Are all of them have some trauma in their life, or are there some that just because of circumstances end up homeless and all they really need is a home and they can function at a high level?
That's a good question, Mike. I think, in all fairness, any young person experiencing homelessness, that's a pretty traumatic situation.
By itself,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the catalyst more times than not is dysfunction in the household. Very seldom do we see young people come to us that kind of choose to come to us because they ran away from home or because they didn't like their living situation. It happens, but most of our cases are from young people who've been in seriously compromised situations at home or in their lifestyles, and ultimately have found their way to YouthLink.
Is there anything that, I mean, at the end of a day, do you walk out of there optimistic or pessimistic?
You know, that's it varies. Some days, you know, we know that we're really putting a dent in this mission and we're making a difference. And there are other days when you see young people and have stories where you wonder if you've helped at all. And I think all of us, particularly our case managers, our administration, our staff, we are tirelessly in this because we have a calling. This isn't necessarily something I think people get into knowingly. It calls on us. And it definitely takes a cause-driven leader to continue in this fight, because it's hard, man. The things that we see are hard. What I'm focused on right now is resources for our team. I mean, we know that we're going to be there for the young people, but we need to figure out how the people who are actually servicing the young people experiencing homelessness, how do they decompress? Where do they get therapy? Where do they get opportunities to heal? Do we have the tools for them to be successful? So even though we're serving young people in this spectrum, the people that are actually carrying out this work are also the ones that need to be nurtured and really loved and cared for.
And that's the last question. Who works with you? What's their background? Is it psychologists, counselors, people with a master's degree in psychology? Who is it?
Yeah, it's kind of an array of all those things. Most of our case managers are young professionals that are newly out of school, that work in trauma-informed care, that can really provide resources with some of our other networks to direct young people towards obviously getting housing, but also some of the other educational and workforce resources that are out there for us. So we have, you know, practitioners, we have therapists on hand, we have some holistic influence, our administration, we have a unique feminine energy at YouthLink that I for one am very proud of, because it's a nurturing cause. But we have a huge development team with some professionals in there that I'm really proud to be alongside of. But our day-to-day case managers that are there at our drop-in service that are looking at and servicing young people every day, those are the ones that really have a unique skill set and understand young people and what they need to be successful, Mike.
Well, you're a hell of a man and the right man for the job. I got to come over and tour the facility soon. But, Rich, keep up what you're doing. You've been a beacon of hope in Minneapolis, and we need lots of those right now. So thank you for giving us some time, and keep going strong at YouthLinks.
We will, Mike. Thanks for your well wishes, and we'll be in touch, brother.
You bet. Rich Melzer. He also played in the NBA. We've talked about that before, so I didn't bring it up, but he played in the association, in the National Basketball Association for the San Antonio Spurs. He's the right guy, made of the right stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.